Terenge Guarumane Wanu.
I've got two portions of scripture.
Dine zvikamu zviri zvamagwaro.
Amen. I read from Job in chapter 38.
Chaverenga Jobo chitsauko 38.
And verse 31.
Dima 31.
I will also read from Isaiah chapter 6.
Chaverenga Isaiah chitsauko 6.
Verses 1 to 8.
Ndima yekutanga kusvika 8.
Amen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion?
Ko iwe ungasunga sumbu rechinyamutanhatu kana kusunungura zvisungo zveOrion here?
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 6 and verse 1 of Isaiah.
Chapter 6, tanga pandima yekutanga kuna Isaiah.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Pagore rokufa kwamambo Uzziah, ndakaona ishe agere pachigaro choushe, chirefu chakakwirira, mipendero yenguo dzake ichizadza temberi.
Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly.
Kumusoro kwake kwakanga kumire seraphimi, imwe neimwe yakanga ina mapapiro matanhatu, namaviri yakafukidza chiso chayo, namaviri yakafukidza makumbo ayo, namaviri yakanga ichibhururuka nawo.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Imwe ikadanidzira kune imwe ichiti, Mutsene, 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 iye Jehovah wehondo, nyika yose izere nokubwinya kwake.
And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Neyo dzezvikumbaridzo dzikazununguka nenzwi rowakanga achidana, imba ikazadzwa nohutsi.
Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Ipapo ndikati, ndine nhamo, nokuti ndoparara. Nokuti ndiri munhu wemiromo ine tsvina, ndigere pakati pavanhu vemiromo ine tsvina, nekuti meso angu akaona mambo Jehovah wehondo.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
Ipapo imwe serafimi yakabhururukira kwandiri, yakabata zimbe rinopfuta muruoko rwayo, rayakanga yatora nembato paaritari.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
Ikagumura muromo wangu naro ikati, Tarira, zimbe iri raguma muromo yako, zvakaipa zvako zvabviswa, zvivi zvako zvadzikinurwa.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
Ipapo ndakanzwa inzwi raShe richiti, Ndingatuma aniko, ndiani ungatiendera? Ipapo ndakati, Ndiri pano ini nditumei.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word tonight. You may be seated.
Naisha wawedzera marupafadzi kurenga kushukurao mugare zvenyu pasi.
I'm taking my thought from the book of Job.
Ndikutora pfungwa yangu kubva kubhuku raJobho,
where we read tonight.
Taverenga manherano.
Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades?
Ko iwe ungasunga sumbu re chinyamutanhatu here?
Amen. Praise God.
Tinotenda Mwari.
As we all know that the book of Job is the oldest in the Bible.
sekuziva kwatinoisa tose kuti bhuku raJobu ndo bhuku rekaresa pamabhuku ose emubhaibheri.
Although in sequence it doesn't come or it was not placed before Genesis.
Asi kunyanga hazvo mukurongwa kwaakaita harina kuiswa pekutanga richitangira bhuku remavambo.
Amen. This is the oldest.
Asi ndiro bhuku rekaresa.
Amen. And we have been taught in the message
isu takadzidziswa mushoko renguva ino
that the Bible that we use today is the third Bible.
Kuti Bhaibheri ratiri kushandisa nhasi rava Bhaibheri rechitatu.
But the first Bible was the Zodiac.
Asi Bhaibheri rekutanga raive renyeredzi dzekudenga.
Amen. And men of old were able to observe the stars and the constellations.
Vatana vekare vaikwanisa kuverenga nyeredzi nekuungana kwadzakaita.
And their movements and everything would mean something to them.
Mafambiro adzo nezvese zvadzaita zvaireva chimwe chinhu kwavari.
It was they were also able to read time of the night from the stars and their movements.
Vaikwanisa zvakare kuziva kana kuverenga nguva yehusiku vachitarisa nyeredzi.
Even the seasons and everything.
Kunyange mwaka nezvimwe zvese.
We might not be able to do that tonight.
Tingatadze kuzviita manherano.
Amen. But men of old were able to do that. This is why we're also reading this from the book of Job.
Asi vanhu vekare vaikwanisa kuzviita izvozvo ndo chikonzero tiri kuverenga kubva kubhuku rekwaJob.
Amen. And I just realized that in our own culture or in Shona we have Pleiades. We know we have got a Shona name for Pleiades.
Ndabva ndangocherechedza kuti kunyange kutsika dzedu isu vanhu vatema tinezwi rechishona rechirungu rekuti Pleiades.
So but you see when you look up in the skies at night in a clear star a clear sky you are able to find a cluster of six stars.
Asi ukatarisa usiku kudenga unogona kuona sumbu rechinyamutanhatu.
So now that we are in the message we know there is a seventh one hiding somewhere.
Zvino nekuti tava mumharidzo tinoziva kuti kune imwe yechinomwe yakavanda kune imwe nzvimbo.
Amen. So there must be seven altogether.
Zvinofanira kunge zviri zvitanhatu pamwe chete.
But are we counting up to six?
Asi meso edu aya anokwanisa kungoverenga zvitanhatu.
Amen.
Amen.
But there's an influence.
Asi pane runziro
that goes together with that cluster.
Inofambirana nechinyamutanhatu ichi.
We might not be able to have a lot of information about that.
Tinogona kunge tisina mashoko akawanda pamusoro peizvozvi.
But all we know is every group of stars means something.
Asi zvatinongoziva ndezvekuti boka roga roga renyeredzi rine zvarinoreva.
Amen.
Amen.
It has got its own influence that we might not be able to explain, but every cluster of stars has got its own influence.
Tinogona kunge rine runziro yatisingakwanisi kutsanangura asi boka rega rega rengirozi rine runziro yarinaro.
Of stars.
Boka rega rega renyeredzi rine runziro yarinaro.
Yeah. Because I know where he has gone to right now. All right. But the prophet was talking about the zodiac one time or several places. And he was talking about these clusters of stars. And he says it starts off from a group of stars called Virgo.
Vigo.
And he says that's like showing how the Virgin Mary came in and that's the beginning.
Zvinobazvaratidza kuti Jesu aiuya sei kubudikidza nemhandara Maria.
And he says it goes all the way around and it comes back right on the last which is Leo.
Hanzotenderera zodzoka pane yekupedzisira inova Leo kana kuti Shumba.
Which is Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Inova Shumba yerudzi rwaJudha.
When he comes to reign in the millennium.
Paanouya kuzotonga kumillennium.
Then that is the end.
Zvino ndo maguma azvo.
Amen.
Amen.
But when he came, Brother Branham.
Asi pavakauya Brother Branham.
He did not come in the time of Vigo.
Havana kuuya munguva yemhandara.
Neither did he come in the time of Leo.
Kana kuuya munguva yeShumba.
But he came at the time when he was called. When he was talking about cross fishes.
Asi vakauya panguva iyo pavaitaura pehove dzakapesaniswa.
And he was talking about the cancer age. Amen. And some of you brethren that have read a few things about these stars, you already know how some of your tendencies or life influences are affected by these stars. Amen.
Amen.
But many of the brethren would like to make sure that they have all the influences from the star, and they want to live according to that influence.
Ama zakawanda zinoda kuvechonechekwadi kuti vanyatso kutora runziro yese kubva kunyeredzi dzavo idzi vonyatsorarama zviri maringe nerunziro yadzo.
Until if they realize that they are Taurus, they want to make sure that they can fight like a bull.
Kusvika pavanozoziva kuti ndeve Taurus, vanechokwadi kuti vanorwa here semabhuru.
So before you start talking about anything about them, they are ready to fight.
Musati vambotanga kutaura chimwe chinhu pamusoro pavo, vatogadzirira kurwa.
Now we might be having some of these tendencies in our lives.
Tinogona kunge tine dzimwe runziro idzi kana hunhu muupenyu hwedu.
Neither are we trying to encourage you to go deep into some of these things because you might go overboard.
Kana kuti hatisi kukurudzirai kuti muende muchinotanga kuverenga mabhuku aya ezvehoroscope kana zvimwe zvinhu nekuti unozodarikira.
But there's something that is very important for us.
Asi pane chimwe chakatikoshera.
That while all these stars are moving in their own direction,
kuti nyeredzi dzipa dzinenge dzichifamba mumakwara adzo,
right in this end time,
munguva ino yekupedzisira,
one big star rose up,
pane imwe nyeredzi huru yakasumuka,
which had more influence than all the stars put together,
yaive nerunziro huru kudarika dzimwe nyeredzi dzabatanidzwa dzose pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
And that one is the seventh star.
Iyoyo ndo nyeredzi yechinomwe.
Praise God. And I desire to be influenced by that one more than all other stars.
Ini ndinoshuvira kurunzirwa nei yechinomwe kudarika dzimwe nyeredzi dzose.
Amen.
Amen.
We have heard all these other stars in the first time Paul came, Irenaeus came, Columba Martin and all the different ones. They were stars and they were affecting the people that were living in their generations. Is that true?
Zose vana Paulo, vana Martin, vana Columba nekuya kwavakaita vaive nyeredzi dzairunzira vanhu munguva dzavo.
Amen. Because each messenger when he came into the earth,
nekuti nhume yega yega payakauya panyika,
God would open up his own mystery for that particular age.
Mwari vaibva vapamura chakavanzika chavo kune chizvarwa ichocho chakananga.
And the messenger of the age catches the revelation.
Nhume yechizvarwa ichocho aibva abata chizvaruro.
Everybody else will never understand what is going on.
Vamwe vanhu vose vaisanzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika.
But the messenger of the age sees God opening up the mystery for that particular age.
Asi mutumwa wechizvarwa ichi aiona Mwari vachizarura chakavanzika chechizvarwa ichocho.
Amen. And when he catches that mystery,
paainge abata chakavanzika ichi,
he goes into the world.
Aibva apinda muvanhu.
And he begins to preach that mystery of God.
Obva atanga kuparidza chakavanzika chaMwari.
And as he goes to preach about that mystery of God,
paanenge achienda achiparidza chakavanzika chaMwari,
then the people that's hearing the message are getting influenced.
Vanhu vainzwa mharidzo yake vaibva vawana runziro
by the star of their age.
Nemutumwa wechizvarwa chavo.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't go too deep onto this other deep end, but make sure you're influenced by the seventh star.
Haikona hako kunetsikana nekunotsvaka kuverenga mabhuku ezvenyeredzi asi runzirwa neiyi nyeredzi yechinomwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So, canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades?
Iwe ungasunga here runziro inotapira yechinyamutanhatu.
Amen. So there's an influence that is going on from all these different planets.
Saka pane runziro iri kutoitika kubva kunyika dzose idzi.
Every planet has got some influence if you didn't know.
Nyika yega yega kana nyeredzi ine runziro kana mamusingazvizivi.
Amen. Ours, this earth has got gravity.
Ino nyika ino ine simba rinoisa zvinhu pasi.
Try to jump up and fly.
Imboedza kusvetuka kana kuda kubhururuka.
You won't go far.
Hakuna kure kwaunoenda.
Because this planet,
nekuti yedu nyika ino,
has got power on it, has got influence to push you down.
Ine simba kana runziro yekukusundira pasi.
Because this earth st- still wants you here.
Nekuti nyika ino ichiri kukuda pano.
It doesn't matter how much you want to go.
Hazvina mhosva kuti unoda zvakadii
kuenda. As long as you are in this body.
Kunyange uchiri mumutumbi unoyu.
Amen. Because this body is earth.
Nekuti mutumbi wedu uno inyika.
So this earth has got to pull this earth down.
Saka nyika ino inoda kuwisira nyika ino pasi.
Amen. But we have another spirit on the inside.
Asi tine mumwe mweya mukati medu.
And that one comes from God.
Iwo mweya uyu unobva kuna Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much this earth wants to pull you down.
Hazvina mhosva kuti nyika ino ida kuwisira sei pasi.
It can pull this one on the outside.
Inogona kurunzira uyu ari kunze
uyu. But the one that is on the inside.
Asi uyu ari mukati.
Has got another form of gravity. It wants to keep going and worshipping the Lord in the way he feels like. Amen.
Amen.
But do you also realize that if you are earth, you also have got some form of gravity around you. But we don't call it gravity. We call it influence. Amen.
Amen.
This is why the prophet preached the message of influence of another. Amen. So every day of our lives, we are being influenced and we are influencing somebody.
There is
nothing you can do about it. Amen. But you find yourself doing what somebody else has been doing or is doing. Amen.
Amen.
But this is what God has done. This is how he has made us. Praise the Lord. So we desire in our lives now to positively desire to be influenced by something that is good. So we choose what must influence our lives. Amen.
Amen.
This is why we've been put on free moral agency. Amen. So we choose what must influence us. Praise God. And we also read another scripture in the book of Isaiah. And this is another portion of influences too. Amen. And Brother Brown preached several times about influence. And he was taken from this scripture. And he also preached on in his presence. He was taken from this scripture. Because it's also another form of influence. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet was showing us how this king
Uzziah
was so blessed of God. Amen.
Amen.
Until many of the young people of his age, they wanted to be like him. They got influence so much. And one of them who grew up during that time was Isaiah. Amen. And Isaiah started to behave like the king.
Isaiah akatanga kuzvibata samambo.
And doing everything else around him like a king.
Achizvibata nemaitiro anenge amambo.
Because he was influenced.
Nekuti anga arunzirwa.
And he had nothing to do in changing whatever was going on around him.
Anga asina sarudzo yekuita kuti ashandure zvanga zvichimurunzira.
But when God was looking at this boy,
asi Mwari pavakanga vachitarisa mukomana uyu,
he said, this boy is not born to be a king. He is born to be a prophet. But his behavior has been influenced by a good boy. And this boy was in a high position and he was a king. Amen.
Amen.
And they were buddies, they were friends. So Isaiah was behaving like that. Maybe dressing like a king. Maybe looking at issues like a king. You know how people look at issues. Amen. Dealing with problems like a king. But when God was looking at that, he says, no. I don't
kwete.
Want it like this. I want it different. Amen. So, Uzziah died.
Uzziah akafa.
Amen.
Amen.
We know the story.
Tino zivanya yacho.
How he had raised himself way high. Until he felt he could do anything. Then he went to sacrifice. And leprosy came on him. Amen. And God was separating this man from this boy. And our story in the book of Isaiah
is
about influences. Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to all realize how important it is for each and every one of us to accept to be influenced in the right direction. Is that right? You can either block as a believer or you can accept. Is that right? So we see this young boy. Because of the tendencies for influence, this other side of the king was cut off. But still he desired some form of influence upon his life. And God closed up all angles. He only opened up one. And he went to church. Amen.
Amen.
When he got into the temple, he saw something that he never saw before. You know, when you look at something without some preconceived ideas, you're going to see it properly. Amen. Because a lot of times we look at people with ideas that you heard from somebody. And you will never see that person right. Amen. But if you really want to know who that person is, do the best you can to flash all these other information that you had before. Without any preconceived idea, you look at that and have fellowship with that person. Then you're going to say, but what's wrong? All these things that I've been hearing is different. Because I don't believe this was the first time for Isaiah to go to the temple. I believe he had been going to the temple all the time as a religious boy. Amen.
Amen.
But he was going there according to how the king was going. But this time he's going without the king. He's not leaning on anybody. He is going there alone. And that's exactly how God wanted him to be like. To go alone without nobody influencing him again. But this time, amen, God opened his eyes. It does not mean that cherubims were not there at all. They've been there all the time. But he never saw them. But this time, because God blocked everything, he says, hey, what's happening here? I never saw these beings here in this temple like this. Amen. And all the time, they're simply hollering, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And he got surprised that these had six wings. Amen. And two of the wings, they covered the feet. Two of the other wings, they covered the face. And with the other two, they were flying. Amen. And God wanted this young man to fix his attention on these beings. They never got tired. Amen. Amen. And the force in which they were saying, "Holy, holy, brother," it was shaking the pillars of the temple.
Amen.
Amen. But the prophet was showing us that he was supposed to have humility and reverence. And was supposed to be in action. That's what he saw with these beings. So God removed the attention of this of Isaiah from the king, but now to the heavenly beings. The king was an earthly man. But the seraphims were heavenly. So his eyes were now focused on something that is heavenly. And God was showing his prophet how to behave in the house of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it was a different seeing altogether. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, isn't the Lord wonderful? We give him praises. Now, we want to focus tonight. If God will grant us grace, we want to look at the man, the prophet that God has sent to us. How God was bringing certain characters and people around his life. So that those things will shape his own character too. Amen.
Amen.
And while we see that, we get to realize we are men also. Amen.
Amen.
And God brings people around us with different characters, with different things around them, with one intention, so that these characters and these behaviors must rub on you. Because that is the only way he can do it. Amen. You can never pray to say, "Lord, can you make me sincere? Can you make me humble?" But God shows you one that is sincere. He shows you one that is humble. So that those things will rub on you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we are changing all the time. We are moving from dimension to another dimension. It's God's intention. He does it on purpose. Amen.
Amen.
And may God help us. Now that you are a message believer, your eyes are open. You are able to identify what this one is doing and why this one is doing this. I want to start off by reading a quote in Experiences. Amen. Experiences, paragraph 10. I'm going to read from the middle of it because we don't want to read everything. Amen. So he says in the middle here, "But since I came out and found God's people, he has given me up in the millions of friends, and I love them so well. Till I'll just do anything for them." Brother Branham was a man for people. Amen.
Amen.
He just wanted to be around people. So God used that weakness to rub off certain things onto him. And I believe we are also social beings.
I'll
use that word, social beings.
Because
we are not growing in a bottle alone. Amen. You've got people that you fellowship with. And God uses that weakness that we also have so that He can rub off certain things into you. Amen.
Amen.
Says, I realize this with all my heart. If something, if I don't get some kind of a strength from somewhere else, by this time next year, there will be somebody else doing this beside me. It's because no matter how much they try, anyone tries to encourage me, I feel myself. I see my human strength leaving. It's because that something in my heart reaches out for the people. And I made this statement. I must live by this statement. That when I live, I always like that sum of life.
Kutikana ini kana ndikazova, asindingada hangu kuti ndive ne chimwe ichi cheupenyu.
The sum of life, you know.
Mapisarema upenyu.
All right. This portion of the poem, you remember it?
Munozive rechikamu ichi che poem.
Partings, leaving behind us footprints on the sands of time.
Tichiparadzana tichisiya isu tsoka mujecha renguva.
I want people to know that when I live, that I have done the very best that I know how to serve. To serve God and His church while I was here. That's right. For His church and it's for His glory. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, sister, I want you to know. There are certain things that we do unawares. Amen. But there are other things that we do aware. Is that true? So, the things that we know, but now I'm doing this, and you must really do it the best way you can. Because you must realize that there's somebody that is watching you. There's somebody that is following what you are saying. So you must do it the best way you can so that whoever is following after you or doing what you're doing, they're going to do it the best.
Amen. Amen.
This is good for mothers and fathers. Amen.
Amen.
Because do you know that most of the lessons, good lessons we have in this life is not coming verbal.
Amen. No, no.
The best lessons we have is what we observe. Amen. So let's observe properly. And whatever we are doing, let's do the best because there's somebody that is observing. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, you know the story Brother Branham gave about this man on Christmas Day that drank a little bit more wine than normal.
He
drank a little bit different houses until it went over scale. And he was no longer walking straight. He was hitting on both sides of the little path. And he looked behind him. Here is his son. He's not walking straight. He's going also just like daddy was doing. And he says, but what are you doing, Junior? He says, I'm following your steps. Amen.
Amen.
So you must know, whatever you are doing, there's somebody that is following you. Amen.
Amen.
So may God help us. But whatever we do, let's do it the best way we can do. Because there's somebody that is watching us. I normally tell the young people that will be in courtship. You know, I sit down with them and get to talk a little bit. To make sure they know where they're going and what's happening around them. So I normally say, the day we bring you here, there could be a few people in church who will be coming maybe for the first time. And then say, oh, is this how they do it? So they have a closer look at the young man. They look at him properly. And they have they properly also look at the girl. They want to see who these people are. Not just for knowledge, but every other service day. They want to check on you. They want to see how you are behaving. So I tell these young people, whatever way you are behaving, there is an eye that is watching. They want to see how they do it in that church. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
But you also know for yourself, the first day you came to church here, when
we
would close our eyes to pray, you never close your eyes. Do you remember that? You never close. You wanted to see how these people are praying here. Maybe second day, third day, your eyes were still open like Catholic. But later on, when you felt like, you know, I think I'm comfortable, then you also had to close your eyes and raise your hands and start and pray. This is what happens most of the time. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying when you bring somebody new, try to check if the eyes are open, but normally this is what happens.
Amen.
Amen. But one thing for sure, we want to make sure that the people that are around us, we must give them the best. Whenever we are talking, we want to speak right. Because they're going to copy what you say. Dress right. Because people that are close to you, they also want to dress the way you are dressed. Comb right. Fix everything right. Amen.
Amen.
Because the moment you stand there, you are a model. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody is watching and they want to copy what you're doing. And the reason why we speak like this now is you show them and you know very well that there's somebody that is looking at me.
Amen.
Amen. So we are
aware
that somebody is looking at you. Somebody is listening to what you're saying. Somebody is checking where you are going. Amen. You may not tell everybody where you're going to and where you're having dinner and everything else, but there's somebody that is following, especially with the technology we have these days. Everybody knows. Amen.
Amen.
But may God help us. Praise God. And the prophet in the message of influence of 63
Shreveport.
Amen. I'll just go down to 42. He says, you must be a servant to Christ. To stay honorable with that word. Because that word will reflect itself through you. And you are going to influence somebody that's watching your life. Young people, like wives, businessmen, the same way. Is that right? There is an eye watching. But we want to be influenced right. You are a star. Amen. And you got influence around you. And we want the best coming out of you. And I believe Almighty God is able to do that. Going down to paragraph 58. The prophet says, now, that's exactly what Uzziah done. A good man. You say, well, that person was, Uzziah was a good person. He was a good person too. A fine person. A God-blessed man. But no matter what it was, he must always stay in his place. Is that right? Okay. You stay in your place. Because every star has got its own orbit. So you stay in your place. You operate the way God made you. This is why stars don't hit and clash and have accidents up there. Otherwise, we're going to be having quite a show every night.
So,
every star has got its own route that it follows every day, every night, every season.
That's
the greatest battle that has ever been taught.
Fourth.
So this one is also in its own orbit. But they will never clash. The same orbit that God gave it at the beginning. A creation. It is still using that one till now. Amen.
Amen.
But do you remember that a place is a position of power? Amen. When you are given a position, you stand there and all your power depends on where you are standing and how you are standing. So Isaiah was out of place. Therefore, he could not be used by God in his own calling. Is that true? So God used some events to push him into orbit. Hallelujah. So God uses certain situations around you to push you into your own place. But once you realize your place, don't go into somebody's place. You remain in your place and God is going to use you right there. He says, in adoption process, Manasseh does not have to grow corn just like the other one is growing corn. That's not his job. That one must be raising corn, but this one must be raising cattle. This one must be doing something else. So you must know your place and remain right there. It's a position of power. Amen.
Amen.
You must know what God has made you for.
Unofanira kuziva kuti Mwari vakakusikireiko.
And you remain right there.
Wogara munzvimbo iyoyo.
Somebody might be doing very well in their position.
Pane mumwe anogona anga achinyatsobudirira zvakanaka munzvimbo yake.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And you desire to be like him.
Iwe woshuvira kana kuchiva kufanana naye.
Don't you ever do that?
Haikona uzofofa kadaro.
Look for your position.
Tsvaka nzvimbo yako.
And when you identify that one,
kana waziva nzvimbo yako,
use all your power and strength and effort.
Sandisa simba rako nekukwanisa kwako nezvose zvauinazvo.
Amen. To make sure you are rotating in your orbit.
Kuve nechokwadi kuti uri kufamba mugwara rako.
Are you seeing the way we are purposely putting these words?
Muri kuona here kuti tiri kunyatsokuisa mashoko aya nehone.
Because you are a planet also.
Nekuti newe uri nyeredzi.
Amen. You are a planet.
Uri nyeredzi wewe.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to make sure you remain in your position.
Tinoda kuve nechokwadi kuti wagara munzvimbo yako.
And the reason why people fight.
Chikonzero sei vanhu vachirwisana.
It's jealousy.
Igodo.
Yeah. Oh. Why are you moving in this direction? Why don't you go this other side? It's jealousy. Remain in your position. And God is going to bless you when you remain in your position. Is that right? There was almost a fight going to take place in the book of Acts. A real fight. Bible readers know what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
Peter.
Petro.
Because he was a spokesman on the day of Pentecost.
Petro, nekuti ndiye akanga ari mushamarari pazuva rePentecost.
And whatever would happen, Peter was the one to stand up. And he was saying, let's do this.
Peter ndiye aimira kuti ngatidai, ngatiite izvi.
And he was assuming power.
Akanga ari kutopinda munzvimbo yesimba.
Right there as the church was growing up.
Ipapo kereke paanga ichisumuka.
Amen.
Amen.
And he felt like his word was supposed to be final.
Akabva anzwa kuti shoko randinenge ndataura ndo zvinofanira kuitwa.
And he was telling the Gentiles.
Anga ari kuudza marudzi ekunze.
You also do what we are doing so that you can also receive the same grace.
Imi taiwo zvatiri kuita kuti mugamutsire nyasha dzimwe chete.
Don't eat meat that's been strangled. You must be circumcised. You must do this. You must do this. That's Peter now putting certain things in order for the Gentiles. He was very strong on that. Amen.
Amen.
Until chapter 10 of the book of Acts, something happened. God wanted to use his gift to open up the gospel to the Gentile. Amen. But before he went there, God visited him in a vision. How many of you remember that? He sees this big white cloth coming with several different kinds of animals there. And the voice told him, eat this one. Peter looks at it and says, pig,
me.
Says, no, we don't eat what's not clean. Amen.
Amen.
And the voice had to fix him. What God has created, where do you have the power to call it unclean? But as a man of God, he was seeing the reason why that vision came. While the vision was completing, there were some men down there waiting for him. Amen.
Amen.
And these men were coming from Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile.
Cornelius, I am Eden.
Unclean. Are you seeing the vision now being fulfilled? And they come and say, we've been sent to take you over to Caesarea. And Peter now sees, oh yeah, that's exactly what it means. And he went over to
Caesarea.
And he is in a church full of Gentiles only. He His brothers are not there.
Apana kana hama dzake dzechijudha.
Amen. And he begins to preach to the Gentiles.
Vatanga kuparidza kumahedheni.
Brother, that man was shocked.
Ama murume akashamiswa.
He saw what he never saw in the Jewish church.
Akaona zvasina kumbobvira aona kukereke yemajudha.
And in the church of the Samaritans.
Kunyange kukereke yevaSamaria.
Because the Jews and the Samaritans, they say, put your hands on my head so that I can receive the Holy Ghost.
Nekuti majudha nemaSamaria vakati tiisei maoko kuti tikamuse kugamuchira mweya mutsvene.
Amen. But Peter now, while he was still speaking,
achiri kutoparidza.
The Bible says, and the Holy Ghost came upon them. While Peter yet spake, then he must have said, yeah, this is clean
mind.
It's not unclean after all. Is that right? And while they were digesting on what God had opened up to the church, here comes a young man by the name of Paul. Amen. And he is coming from the pillar of fire. Amen. And he goes over to Arabia. And God is busy fixing him. Not just to be a preacher, but to be a messenger to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he comes over among the believers. Paul is a Jew and the church is full of Jews. But there's one brother among them who sees there is going to be a battle here. Because they are not going to accept this murderer. Brother Barnabas. Son of consolation. Amen.
Amen.
Where is Brother Barnabas? I saw you walking in. Oh yeah.
Brother Barnabas,
he likes it. Amen. And he's the one that stood between Paul and the rest of the brothers. And explained to the brothers the importance of Paul to the church. And they accepted him. When they accepted Paul among them, then they realized, we have such a big gift among us. Amen.
Amen.
And this gift is going to sort us and put us into place. Amen.
Amen.
Here, Peter is speaking of circumcision and Paul is speaking of uncircumcision. Are you seeing? This could have divided the church. But Peter came to a place of realization. He says, our brother Paul, he speaks great things. If you are not aware of what you are hearing from him, you might wrestle with what he said to your own destruction. He says, let's listen to him. Amen. So God is bringing Paul and Peter together so that they get to realize the importance of the other in another's ministry.
Amen.
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 And here Paul is not trying to push himself in. Is that right? He's moving cautiously. But it is God who is pushing him. Because already we know he is a vessel that God has called to take the message to the Gentile. What can you do? But he's a messenger to the Gentile. And he is opening up a Gentile church age.
53
AD, when the first missionary journey is starting. Amen. Peter is not on that missionary journey. He is somewhere else.
Petro hapo pakufamba kwa missionary ane kuanga atoriwa.
Amen. But somebody is already putting or writing in the stone.
Asipane mume angari kutoisa kana kunyora pamabwe.
Amen.
Amen.
And something real came up. God knows how to do his things. Men want to fight because they're moving into somebody's territory. But if you can wait, you're going to see how God is going to put you in your own position. Amen.
Amen.
And he's going to put your brother in his own position. So there was no battle in the book of Acts.
But
there was almost going to be
one.
Amen. Oh, God is gracious. He is so good. We love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the prophet is saying, God gave Uzziah an opportunity to influence others by being a righteous king.
Mwari vakamupa mukana wokurunzira vamwe nekuve mambo akarurama.
Are you getting the language?
Murikubata here matauro azvaitwa.
God gave Uzziah an opportunity.
Mwari vakapa Uzziah mukana
to influence others, to bless others.
Kurunzira vamwe vanhu, kuropafadza vamwe vanhu.
Because he was a righteous king.
Nekuti aive mambo akarurama.
Did he only end up with Uzziah?
Vakangoguma here bedzi pana Uzziah.
No.
Kwete.
He can also use you. Is that right? God can also give you the same opportunity to influence others in the right direction. That must be our desire. Lord, give me that desire, that influence. Give me that opportunity. I want to influence them knowingly that I'm doing it. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
Come to this. Nobody here chose parents. Neither did you choose siblings. This just came natural. Without you asking for it. You never chose a mother. You never chose a father. And the brothers in the family, you never chose them. Is that right? But you can choose a next door neighbor. You can change houses. You can give a notice where you're lodging and go somewhere else because now you can choose. That much you can choose. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, with the prophet William Branham, he never chose a father. He never chose a mother. But these two, genetically, even physically, influenced him so much. Is that true? Until he could do nothing to change it. The temper that he had, both from mama and from daddy, it was all full up in him until he could say in
church,
all the people here, nobody had temper like I had. He knew what he was talking about. He says, but God removed it when he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Is that
Amen.
Right? Do you know he can also remove your temper when he fills you with the Holy Ghost? Amen.
Amen.
Temper is not for you to be proud of. Please don't talk rough to me. Otherwise, you're going to see me shaking. And once you see me shaking, I'm almost going to blow somebody. Nyara mani wewe.
You should be ashamed.
Nima demoni wa.
Those are demons.
of those demons. Amen. Amen. If it worked for Brother Branham, it must also work for you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yours is a fraction, but his was so big. But God dealt with a big one. Is that right? The mother is coming from the Indian descent. And these are hunters. Is that right? That's how they grow up in their lives. And William Branham comes up as a hunter also with the hunting traits on the inside. Both hunting and fishing. It's not what he practiced, but they were already in him. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So, there are a lot of things that we learned or we got from our parents. God brought that into you. And he has got a purpose for that. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Brother Branham, one time you remember after the voice told him you must never drink or smoke. And he was offered a beer to drink. And he was challenged that you are the only Branham that does not drink. Brother, it's like you are brushing against the hairs. Amen. But you see, having a feeling in you that I am a real man. Amen. It's a character that you can never remove from any man. Coming to a challenge, he feels like I've got to stand as a man. It's certain characters that God placed in him. And a lot of the things that mama and daddy would speak to him when he was young, we see those things coming up in the message. Amen.
Amen.
When we're talking about rubbing coon grease into the eyes of people during the time of winter, says this matter there. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about? So he was saying, you don't preach a soft gospel if you really want matter to go. Put coon grease there. Rub it in. So that you have your eyes open. And that was the man, Brother Branham. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, he was not preaching like a white man. He was preaching like a black man. You know how the black man likes it rough? Amen. If you speak soft, brother, to a black man, he will not hear any, he will not even move. No. But brother, say it a bit rough. That's the time they move. Amen.
Amen.
And you see, it's working so much among the black people. Because that's their nature now. They want somebody who can push them. Somebody who has got to show them that they've got to move. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Brown kind of liked the black people too. Many things in his own ministry. Brother, he was connected with the colored people. The time he received the Holy Ghost. Do you remember his story? He says he was down there in the sawdust place, and people were there and they were really praying. And he says, and this black man put his foot on me and said, did you receive the Holy Ghost when you repented? Brother, that's how he wanted it. And he liked them so close to him. Amen.
Amen.
Do you remember when he went to Mishawaka? There were many other people that were preaching, including white people, but a bad brother. When this old colored man stood up, he says he had just a little ring of hair at the back. And he was saying, but what's why? Why are they putting an old man over here? But we've got a lot of other young people here, but they're putting an old man here. So this man came up and he started. Amen. He says that whole night some were talking about church order and they were talking about programs of the church and everything, but this old man, he started from before the beginning. Amen. Before there was anything, he says he brought it all the way to the horizontal rainbow. Hey, brother, I still want to know what that is. And he says, within no time, he jumped up and he kicked his feet and he said, there's no place, enough place for me to preach here. And Brother Branham said, if this does this an old man like him, what will happen when that is in me? He was looking forward to be having that which was in that black man in him also. Brother, when that touched him, you never could hold him back again. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, God knows who must come close to you. Because he knows the nature you must have. And he knows the one that has it. And he is going to bring him close to you and deliberately rub it into you. Until finally you have it.
Amen.
Hey, brother, isn't God good? We certainly appreciate that very much. When Brother Branham was young, growing up in his own youth, I'm reading from Presuming. Amen. And on paragraph 36, when I first started training for boxing, before I got in professional fighting, there used to be a trainer called him 6 Second Smith. The first professional fight he had, he whipped the man in 6 seconds. That's where he got his nickname. And that became his trainer. And when I started training, that man liked to kill me. He would knock me plump out of the ring and everything else. And I was skipping ropes and running 7-8 miles every day. And taking all the training. Are you okay, my brother? Okay. And I said, Six. That was the nickname. Six, why do you have to do me that way? See, I said, you just knocked the breath out of me. Man, I went plump over 4 ropes, come right out of there, in among them chairs, and like to broke my back on them. He laughed and said, that will do you good. I said, do me good? How can you do me good? You are about to kill me. And he says, look, Billy, I don't care how physically fit you are. Your body's got to be able to stand that. Come back right quick. If you take a hard punch,
say,
if your body is not used to coming back, you lay there and take the count. He says, but if your body is used to taking it, then coming back, every time you hit it, that shocks the blood. Runs it back in the heart. Hey, look, do you hear the chemistry now? Said, if you do that, then your body is used to coming back quick. When you get knocked down, alright, on your feet again. And he said, that don't mean a thing when you get knocked down. Up on your feet again, quick. Says, you hate me now, but you'll appreciate me when you get out there in the ring. What do you think about this? Brother, this built up the character of Brother Branham. Six was not the only trainer. But God pushed all the other trainers one side and put six right here. So that he would be the seventh.
Amen.
So that the seventh that would train us now.
Are
you not happy about that? Amen. And in his ministry, he will tell you that a real soldier, if you are beaten and you fall down, you don't remain there. Come up quick. Where is he getting that?
Six.
Is that right? You go down, but quickly come back. But if you remain down there, you're going to take the count. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother, I love that.
Amen.
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 It's good for us. And Brother Branham said, he won 15 professional fights. Amen. And he knew, look here, professional means he's fighting with other people that's been winning other places. Amen. So it means that he was flying high. And he didn't want small guys. But he wanted professional ones. And fighting with demons, he wants real ones. He wants to go to Africa and meet the real one. He wants to go to India and meet the real one. Amen. And when that maniac was coming in the church, these other ministers were not used to professional fighting. They all left. They all disappeared. But the professional fighter, he waited there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother,
Amen.
I want to believe Six did a good job on him. Amen.
Amen.
And that man, He really meant it. When he said, I want to break every bone in you. You snake in the grass. And he was coming. Brother Bram never moved. He stood there. Another professional round.
Amen.
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 And that man, brother, he fell right on his feet. Praise God. Oh, brother. I believe seven can train us better than
six.
I love that. Because the spirit of Elijah is not afraid. Amen.
Amen.
The spirit of Elijah.
Area.
It says, come what may.
You know,
we can go to Carmel. Amen. I can go to Jordan. I can even go to prison. That's the spirit of Elijah. Amen.
Amen.
The spirit of Elijah is not for cowards. You are not a coward, brother. He has trained you to be a real fighter and go right on the front part of the battle. Amen.
Amen.
The moment you desire to go on the forefront, you already know you are winning. But if you are imagining winning, but you are cowering behind here, you will never win. But the one that really wins, he walks up front. He's ready for the fight. That's the one that will overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, a message believer is not afraid of any spirit.
Amen.
Is that true? You are not afraid of anything. They will tell you when you are already finished that you walked through a graveyard, but brother, you're just whistling and going. Because the spirit of Elijah is not afraid of anything. We too, brother. We got the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We're not afraid of anything. We're not afraid of bishops and archbishops and popes and whatever. Look at Brother Branham standing on the pulpit in America. Where did he get the courage from? When he was talking about Jezebel and
Ahab,
he says, Jezebel is the one that was reigning, and Ahab was only a figurehead. He says, we have it in the nation right now. He says, Kennedy is a figurehead. The one that is ruling is the Catholic Church. Brother, FBI was everywhere.
FBI,
they could have picked him as soon as he walks out of church. But brother, they could never touch him. Is that right? Why?
Say.
He knew where he was standing on. You must also know where you're standing on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not afraid of nothing, brother. You must never be afraid of anything. We want our children to know that we are the masters of all circumstances. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All the spirits in your clan, you are above every one of them. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
All the spirits of unmarried circumstances. Brother, you stand there and say, I am wedding. I am going to marry. Your parents will tell you this one. Look at Auntie So-so. Look at Auntie So-so-so. Look at Uncle So-so-so. He says, you tell them, I know them, but I'm breaking the cycle. Amen.
Amen.
You are not saying it because you have heard it being preached. But you are saying it because you know. You know that you are able to overcome. Are you still in church? Am I talking about you? Yes. I'm talking about you. If they call you in the rurals some of the holidays, and they don't tell you that they are calling everybody else in the family for libation,
havana kutaurira kuti vari kudai dzavanhu vese kumusha kuti vazorova makuwa.
They never told you.
Havana kumbobvira vakutaurira.
They wanted to catch you by surprise.
Vada kuzongokuti uzvione wasvika.
And you sit there in the house.
Ugara mumba.
Amen. And they begin to call Uncle so 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 and this other one and Auntie so so so. The big ones. Amen. Then they begin to bring their drums and everything and they tell, oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you. They didn't forget. We are here for this, that and the other. You say, okay.
Alright.
I've heard what you say. But you know what you must say? Because I'm here. That grandmother is not coming. That grandfather is not coming. As long as I'm here, nothing is coming. You're going to sweat. You're going to dance. As long as I am here, nothing is coming. Elijah has spoken. Amen.
Amen.
And it has to be like that. Brother, they'll do everything. And you're meditating on some scripture. You look this side, you close your eyes and pray until sunrise. And you know what they're going to say? This guy must never come in this meeting again. Amen.
Amen.
You tell them.
Vaudze.
I told you. Because he that is in me is greater than the one that is in all of you to put together. Brother, you must have that pride. To know that the one that you believe in is greater than everybody else. This is the idea. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord? All the friends that God allows to come to you, all your neighbors, even your enemies, they are foreordained of God. To put a certain character in you. Is that right? So you must thank God for everyone that He allows to cross your path. So when Brother Branham started going to church, he went to this Baptist church. Amen. And the pastor there was Dr. Roy Davis. Brother, he was a no-nonsense man. Amen. He knew what he was doing. Amen.
Amen.
Look, I could have read a lot of things here, but I just want to close. Amen. The way Roy Davis was treating Brother Branham when he started preaching. You never think Brother Branham will preach again. You, grade 7 education. You're going to preach to kings and potentates. In your dream. That will never happen. Isn't that a challenge? But Brother Bram says, that's what he told me. There's nothing else I can do. Amen.
Amen.
And he preaches. And he says, he goes now to check up with Roy Davis. He says, I preached. Those ladies are crying. Hey. And brother, he was expecting real comments. He said, yeah, hold my hand. But Ray Davis looked at him. That's not the criterion, boy. They even cry at funerals. They cry all the time. So you can never make that as a measurement that you preach good. Brother, what he was really holding on to something is nothing to Roy Davis. But they got to challenge. When Roy Davis wanted to ordain women preachers.
Dr. Roy Davis pakanga dao gadza vaparidzi vechidzimai.
William Branham never went to college.
William Branham haana mubvira aenda ku
college. Roy Davis was a doctor.
Asi Roy Davis angari muzvina fundo.
Amen. William Branham says, look at the scripture.
William Branham akati tarisaone magwara.
You cannot ordain women.
Hamukwanise kugadza madzimai kuti vave paridzi.
Me, I'm a doctor.
Indeed. Ini ndiri dhokotera wezvibhaibheri.
Forget about what you are saying.
Kanganai zvamukutaura izvi.
And this is what Brother Branham made him to go away. Amen.
Amen.
Because of ordaining women preachers. But the dent that Roy Davis put on William Branham was never removed.
Amen.
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 And when they parted, it does not mean that they never saw one another again. Do you know that Roy Davis, later in life, he went to talk to Brother Branham to confirm that what you were telling me that time was right. And Roy Davis eventually saw that this man was a prophet.
Amen.
It's not grudge for grudge.
No,
brother. It's things that happen and they can also unhappen. Did you know about Congressman Upshaw?
Congressman Upshaw.
For him to go to Brother Branham's meeting, Roy Davis went to him.
Roy Davis akaenda kwavari.
Says, do you want to be okay? Go to William Branham.
And I kuna William Branham.
Do you see that? Yeah. Brother, when God has put something good in your brother, amen, not because it doesn't come from your area, then you cancel everybody else. No. Brother, good is good. Finish. Amen.
Amen.
If ever there's something good in anybody, brother, put a stamp on it. Approve it. Because it's not you, it's not him, but it is God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you seeing? Your path of life is ordained by God. The people that you meet, God has got a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
He has got a purpose, so you must never unchristianize anybody. You must never do that. Otherwise, it is you who is not a Christian. We must just appreciate everything that God does. Yeah, but this one I'm going to read. Expectation per, of 1950.
Expectation 1950.
Amen. I'm reading in between somewhere. Oh, okay, let me just get from. Don't forget to pray for me.
And,
when you are praying, and whenever you are thinking of me, sing only believe. Will you? That's my favorite song. Brother Branham.
Is that
right? But listen now.
Paul Rader
wrote that song. Paul Rader was a friend of mine. And I just came into the church one night. It was being played. I didn't even know that he wrote that song, and right immediately, after the angel of the Lord had visited me, and something just struck me, and ever since then, it's been the campaign theme.
Song.
Only believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul Rader was Paul not Rader. Just a songwriter. He was a preacher.
Ivan Paridzi.
Amen.
Amen.
And apart from being a preacher, he wrote that song. But God had to make an arrangement that Brother Branham stays with Paul Rader a little bit of time. Amen. So a young preacher, William Branham, and an old preacher, they're coming to stay together. And he's calling him a good friend of mine. Amen. But in one place, Brother Branham was saying, Paul Rader was a prayer warrior. Amen. And Brother Branham also became a prayer warrior because it brushed off into him. Are you seeing these things? So the people that will come to cross your path, brother, it's not just one of those things, but God has got a purpose in all that. Brother Branham was a giant in the time of the Pentecostal revival. But you know the other giant who was there during the time of Brother Branham? Oral Roberts. And Brother Branham would say,
Brother Branham,
that man had bulldog faith. He liked it. Amen.
Amen.
Bulldog faith.
Kutenda kwa kasimba.
And he says, I like it.
And ndaizvida.
So, you don't just look for on just around yourself. Look at what is happening around and glean certain things, brother. Amen.
Amen.
You'll do a lot of good.
Zvakanaka.
Praise God.
Amen.
It was Paul Rader who was dying.
Paul Rader akanga akufa.
And Brother Branham ran also to that place, and many other brothers came.
Brother Branham akamhanya kunzvimbo iyoyo dzimwe hama dzakawanda dzakaenda.
And people started seeing, Nera, my God to thee.
He
says, who is dying? Is it you or me? Sing a good song. Oh, that's the thing now, brother.
Yeah.
So, Brother Branham liked certain things from Paul Rader.
Amen.
Amen. And those things, they also rubbed into us. Praise God. Brother, I could have read a few more, but I must close now. Brother Branham had a gun called Blondie. How many of you remember that story? From the money that was saved by his wife, and after she went, he said, my wife was brunette, and he got that money and bought this gun, and he called it Blondie. And Brother Branham could count how many animals he killed using that gun. And from a distance. Amen. And Brother Branham was a lover of rifles.
Brother Branham murume aifarira pfuti.
Is that right? And he just didn't want any rifle.
Vaisangoda chero pfuti nje.
He wanted a proper one.
Vainyatsoda pfuti chaiyo chaiyo.
And if his rifle misses,
uye pfuti yavo yaiti ikapotsa.
Brother, it will worry him the whole night.
Zvaiva netsa usiku wose.
You know the story?
Mune zanya yacho.
And even when he was aiming on a squirrel,
kunyange pavainge vachida kunanga
dzimwe, he really wanted to aim right on the point he wanted.
Vainyatsoda kunanga chaipo pavari kuda kupfura.
If he misses it, it worried him.
Vakapotsa zvaito vashungurudza chaizvo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Now, why?
Say.
That was his makeup.
Ndo magadziro avanga vakaitwa.
He says, I want to see where the scripture is. I don't want something that looks like it, but I want the exact one. Do you see the ministry? Dealing with exactitudes. Amen.
Amen.
You even remember how he wanted that other gun to be reborn to make sure it aims, but it blew before him. Is that right? But what was in his mind? From whatever distance. He just wanted to make sure he hit it. When he was preaching church order, he says, this has been the desire of my life from youth. To see a church in order and keep it in order. Brother, you'd see, nobody was able to put Brother Branham in a corner by scripture. He knew how to wiggle out. Because he knew the scripture. Is that right? So this message is not something that that has got so many ideas.
It's
one, finish. We must all come to one, that's all. And it has got to bring the proper results. Amen.
Amen.
So that was the man. May God help us. That also must work out in us. But this last part, I'm going to read it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't pick up books, please, because we just want to talk about this.
Amen.
Amen. What is a vision? Chicago. Okay. Now, you mark this down. Watch it come to pass. I started to reach down. I was gone again. Then I came to, I was standing by the side of the beautiful lake. Something like your lake out here in the summertime. When it's really pretty and green. Do you know what he's talking about here? How the angel came to teach him how to fish. And there were fishermen all around the lake. And they were fishing. But they were catching small fishes. Was that the kind of ministry he had? So many preachers, but were catching small fish. And I looked out into the lake. And those great, beautiful rainbow trout out there. And I said, I know this is a vision. But I can't understand this
trout.
But I said, you know, I believe right down in my heart, I can catch those ones. So I picked up my string, the string. But instead of it being a string, it was a fishing pole. And just then, the one behind me said, now I will teach you to fish. How to catch those. Now, the desire of Brother
Branham
was not to do like what the other fishermen were doing. But his eyes saw something else that the other preachers were not seeing. He saw big fish, rainbow trout, that was swimming in there. But the angel was coming to teach him how to catch those ones. But you know, you are the rainbow trout. Amen.
Amen.
So, you are not caught up by some of these fishermen around. No. There's only one that can catch you. That is the message of the hour. Is that true? Now, you will never call yourself small in the eyes of God. Don't you ever do that? You are great in the eyes of God. Because this is what He is seeing inside the water. Not on the other shores here, but way inside. It's very difficult for anybody to catch you, but the message only catches you. Hallelujah. Oh, that's wonderful. I want to take this last one. And so this little Mexican missionary called and he said, I got to see Brother Branham before he left. Wife and I were ready in the car. And I had caught a fish a couple of years ago down the river of no return. Can you imagine, brother? The name of the river alone. So he had gone there with a Christian businessman. And Walt Disney, that group out there, had had it taxidermist. Because it's a world's record of rainbow trout.
Nekuti yanga iri hove yemurara wungu isati yambobatwa nemumwe murauri pasirino.
And I was fixing it in the car.
Zvino ndakanga ndinayo mumotikari.
Many people had rainbow trout trophies, but the biggest and the greatest was with Brother Branham.
Vanhu vakawanda vaive nehove dzemurara wungu dzavaive vabata dzavanoenda kunogadziriswa kuti izove chinhu chaanoisa mumba make. Asi Brother Branham ndo vakave nehombesa yaive isati yambobatwa nevarauri.
And there are many churches around the world. Zvino
akawanda pasi rose.
Big and small.
Makuru nemadiki.
But the greatest trophy.
Asi korona huru.
Is in the message.
Iri mumharidzo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was the desire of the prophet.
To
catch the greatest and the biggest. Amen.
Amen.
Do you call yourself the greatest and the biggest? Because you've been caught. Taxidermist. Hung up in the hall of fame. Amen. And nothing will remove you. Everybody around knows that you are a message believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what God has done to you. Are you small? No. No, brother. You're the greatest. That's what you must always say. You must always say, I'm the greatest. I'm the biggest. Then that's how you're going to be. How many of you remember Muhammad Ali? He died a few months ago. When he went to fight. Whenever he would go to fight. He wasn't worried about looking at the face of the opponent. He says, I'm the greatest in the world. I'm the biggest. I'm the greatest. Amen.
Amen.
Say, this guy is very ugly. But I am handsome. I'm pretty. I'm the greatest. Hey, brother. He was intimidating the devil, the enemy, sorry.
Amen.
And the enemy, the one that is fighting, he begins to cower. Amen. Because number one, he's called ugly. Number two, he's not the greatest. But brother, in the eyes of God. You are worth 10 worlds, 1,000 worlds. Amen. So don't you ever call yourself cheap. Amen. You are the greatest. You are trophies of this message. That's what Brother Branham desired to catch. Don't you love that? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's stand up on our feet. That's a rainbow trout that was hanging in Brother Branham's den room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you love the Lord? Do you want to be identified? Amen. Nothing happens for nothing and by chance in your life. Amen.
Amen.
The people that you meet in life, God has got a purpose. They transfer you in a job. There's a reason why God has to do that.
Amen.
And the caterpillars can come and raise your house down. Amen. Then you must look for another place. God given. God ordained. God knows what He is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Must we be worried, brothers? I will never be worried. Because my Jesus knows. Oh. Let's sing that one together.